This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line. Because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. A wrong-way drunk driver almost crashed into Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade in Milwaukee Monday night. The sheriff says the driver pulled to the inside shoulder to avoid the motorcade. A deputy pulled the driver over and arrested him. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. It's open enrollment time for Medicare. People can change their plans from now until December 7th. Stephanie Fahuri is a Medicare advisor. She says make sure you know which plans your doctor will accept next year.
Every year we see people make a change only to find out in January that their doctor is no longer in network. So we like to help people avoid that.
Experts say it's important to compare co-pays and deductibles, not just monthly premiums. The new Glarus Brewery is expanding its operations with a new $55 million hospitality wing. The makers of Spotted Cow Beer say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. We don't know if this means expanded hours for visitors. There's a groundbreaking next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. Mayor Matt Zacher proclaimed this week to be Free Speech Week in Wisconsin Rapids. Previously called National Freedom of Speech Week, it takes place October 21st through the 27th. It highlights the importance of free speech and press in the United States. This inclusive celebration is for all Americans and an opportunity to share information with the public and the media as a way of furthering the vision of our founding fathers. Mayor Zacher encourages all citizens to participate in the celebration of this fundamental freedom. People in Port Edwards may notice a change in water pressure or dirty water coming from the pipes this morning. The village is testing the fire sprinkler system in the warehouse on Edwards Avenue. The water may be affected from 8 to 10 this morning. Don't forget, in-person absentee voting is going on now. Check your local municipal office for days and times that you can cast your ballot. Climate change is reducing the number of skiable days. Here's Brittany Merlot.
According to SE Group's evaluation, by the middle of the century, there is likely to be a loss of approximately 41,000 skier days at Granite Peak, primarily due to delayed opening and earlier closing dates. Tony Schumacher has been forecasting for the mountain for many years on local TV and now the owner of Great Lakes Weather Service.
Certainly, I would expect the snowmaking season to continue to get shorter for Granite Peak as the climate warms. Thankfully, the current average high temperature from late December through February generally in the low to mid-20s around Wausau, so even if the average goes up another 4 or 5 degrees, that should still leave quite a few days where snowmaking will be possible. They'll just have to be a bit more efficient and selective about it.
The Wisconsin DNR wants to ensure that the state park continues to play an important role in the community for the next 15 years and beyond. One of their plans is becoming recognized as an International Mountain Bike Association ride center.
Dry weather means dry skin, and for some, this time of year can cause eczema to flare up. Abigail Tao is an MD and dermatologist with Aspyrus.
So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
It affects between 2 to 10% of adults, but as many as 30% of children. Kids usually grow out of it, but may continue to have sensitive skin throughout their lives.
A lot of kids by age 1 will start to grow out of their eczema.
If your symptoms persist or worsen, it's important to consult a dermatologist. Dr. Tao said there are a lot more treatment options than there were a few years ago. Good dry skincare is the best treatment.
We want people taking lukewarm baths or showers. We want them only washing the dirty areas, so armpits, groin, buttocks.
Tao said the rest of the body doesn't get dirty enough for soap. Trail planning begins for Rib Mountain State Park as research shows skiable days are dwindling. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin DNR announced yesterday that a concept plan with hiking, climbing, bouldering, mountain biking, and shared use is being created to combat climate change. Downhill skiing has been a focal point of Rib Mountain State Park from its early years and remains an important feature for the community. But with a 5-degree Fahrenheit increase expected by 2041 and a 10% increase in winter precipitation, it'll likely be in the form of rain or freezing rain. Tony Schumacher, owner of the Great Lakes Weather Service based in Marathon County, says,
"Over the past 20 years in Michigan and Wisconsin, we definitely have seen an increase in rain and thaw events throughout the winter season. Some 30 or 40 years ago, it was more common to be able to open the ski hills in this part of the world generally in mid-November. Now it's often been getting pushed back to late November or even into mid-December."
Which is why the DNR is moving the plan forward.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
"I wonder what you're going to ask."
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
"No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow."
"Probably, or he's
it's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
"I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly."
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Holland was in the news last week with an update about a new Spider-Man film for he and his girlfriend Zendaya. He's a busy guy, as Variety is reporting Holland will be added to the new Christopher Nolan film opposite Matt Damon. As usual with Nolan films, the plot is being kept under wraps, so not much is known about Holland's role. The film is expected to start shooting in 2025 and is expected to hit theaters July 17th of 2026. Who's ready for a Paula Abdul-Eddie Griffin film? A statement wouldn't have excited me even in 1998. However, the two are stars of the new film Raging Midlife opposite brothers Taylor and Nick Costa, who also wrote the script. The story follows two friends obsessed with 80s wrestler Raging Abraham Lincoln. The Hollywood Reporter says the film will drop in early 2025 after its premiere at the Austin Film Festival later this month. Looking for something new to watch? Who isn't? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you don't have Netflix, don't feel bad. It's really expensive. But if you do have it, check out The Lincoln Lawyer. Season 3 just dropped last weekend. Manuel Garcia Rufo plays the title character and, in my opinion, is even more captivating than Matthew McConaughey's portrayal from the movie. The show is well produced and acted, and you can't beat the source material. The Lincoln Lawyer is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. The third installment of the Dune franchise is dropping hints about the new film. Dune Messiah will be set 12 years after the end of Dune 2. Timothy Chalamet has not been officially announced as part of the cast, but is expected to be in the film. Other cast members will include Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken, and Austin Butler. Aging Timothy Chalamet 12 years? I see a Best Makeup Oscar headed their way. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in LA, and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.